The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Dalet on the Beis, tells us, Minayin lo imer dover lechaveri shehu bebal yoimar at sheyoimer lo ilech emor. What is the source for the halacha that if a person tells you a personal piece of information that you're not allowed to share it with other people? Shenemar vayedaber Hashem elov me'oyho moyed leimor. That if a person is told a personal piece of information about someone, he's not allowed to go and tell someone else. There's an isser that we learn in this Gemara in Yuma Daf Dalet on the Beis. Now, there seems to be two mahalchim how to understand the drasha over here in the Gemara. Rashi says, Smag says, that the drasha is a play on the word lemor. It says lemor, so the drasha is loy amor, which means that this is describing the conversation Moshe had with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam tells Moshe loy amor, that there are certain things that I tell you that have to be kept between us, they're not supposed to be relayed to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Loy amor. This teaches us that if someone tells you, don't relay this information weiter, don't share the information I'm giving you with other people, it's usher for you to go ahead and tell other people. The Smag as well understands the drasha this way, that the drasha is loy amor. If someone tells you, someone signifies that he doesn't want you to share the information that he's giving you with other people, you have to adhere to his directive, and you have to refrain from telling other people this information. However, there seems to be a second mahalach as how to understand this drasha. And the Marsha brings this down. The Me'iri seems to be saying this. And that is that we're not talking about a case where the person specifically tells you, don't tell anyone else. Rather, the information he gave you was given in a personal type of setting, in a way where there was some indication to you that it's supposed to be confidential, that's supposed to be personal. In that case, it's also to tell, or you're not allowed, you're not supposed to tell someone else the information, even if you don't get an explicit directive not to say. And the drasha is not from lemor loy amor, but it's from the drasha vayedaber, from the fact that Moshe needed specific reshos and authorization to go ahead and tell Klal Yisrael the information that was given to him. Vayestais, that without that reshos, it was also for him. Why would it be something that is not allowed? The answer is because you assume that if you told something in a personal setting, in privacy, in a confidential type of situation, you're not supposed to be sharing it with other people. And even if you didn't get specific direction, don't share it, you have to assume that the information is private. So there seems to be a tremendous nafkamina between the mahalach of the Smag and Rashi, and the mahalach of the Me'iri and the Marsha. And that is, if a person is told information in private, is he allowed to go ahead and tell other people? According to Rashi in the Smag, it's mashma that it would be mutter, because they learned the drasha as teaching that dafka, if you're told specifically, don't tell anyone over there, you have to in fact refrain from telling anyone the information. However, according to the Me'iri and the Marshal, it's mashma, even if you weren't told, don't tell anyone, bistama, you have to assume that it's private information if it was told to in a confidential setting, and you're not allowed to tell anyone else, even if you didn't get explicit direction not to tell anyone. So it seems to be a machlokes. The Rashi and the Smag seem to be saying that dafka, if you're told not to tell, are you not allowed to tell? But if you weren't told anything, you're allowed to tell, even though it was told to you in a personal way. Mashenken, according to the Me'iri and the Marsha, it seems to be that you're not allowed to, even if it wasn't explicitly told to you not to say anything. Nevertheless, if it's private, it's private. However, some achrayim want to learn that it's not really a machlekes, because if you take a look at the Me'iri and the Smag closely, you'll notice that the Me'iri learns that the entire Gemara is only teaching us something that's midas chasidus, something that's not an actual iser me'ikra. It is only midas chasidus. However, the Smag says that it's asur me'ikir hadin, it's actual strict iser to relay the information. And therefore, it could be l'shitasam, it's very geshmak. The Me'iri understands that we're talking over here about a case where you weren't told specifically, don't tell anyone. In that case, you're not allowed to tell anyone. However, the Me'iri Lishitasa learned that it's only Amidas Chasidus. Since you weren't told specifically, don't tell anyone, so that's only Amidas Chasidus. The Smag, though, learns, like Rashi, that we're talking over here about a case where you were told specifically, don't tell anyone. If you were told specifically, don't tell anyone, then the Smag Lishitasa holds that, then it's also Me'ikra Din, then you're taka not allowed to tell anyone the information. But the Paiskim suggests that perhaps it's not truly a machlekes between the Me'iri and the Smag. Perhaps the Me'iri agrees that in the Smag's case, where you were told specifically, don't tell anyone, in that case, in fact, it might be also Me'ikra Din. And the Me'iri is only talking about a case where you weren't told specifically, it's just that it was told to you in a personal way. And perhaps, who had in fact character, it could be the Smag would agree that in the Me'iri's case, where you weren't told anything, but it was just told to you in a confidential setting, perhaps over there it's only Amidas Chasidus not to share it with anyone else. However, the Paiskim say, Chafetz Chaim says, others say, that mitzad a different Gemara, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara talks about Dayonim, and the Gemara says that if the Dayonim render a psak, and one of the Dayonim subsequently goes in the street and tells the Baal Din, you know, I ruled in your favor, but other people, you know, on the Beis Din didn't rule in your favor. They ruled against you. So it's not my fault that you lost. The Gemara says that he's over on an Isser of Leiselech Rochil, the Isser of Rechilus. And the Rambam brings this down to Halacha. The place can bring it down to Halacha. And this case is a case where the information that you're telling over to people has the potential to cause hezek and damage to someone. You're going to cause someone either a financial loss, you're going to cause someone some other type of loss. So if there's a potential loss that is being incurred when you tell someone the information, then it's Osir Alts, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Alts Rechilus. But the Gemara in Yuma seems to be saying that even if there's no financial loss, there's no hefse that's going to be caused, nevertheless, if something's told to you in a personal setting, then the Me'iri says, Midas Chasidus. The Smag says, if it's told specifically to you in a way where the guy says, don't tell anyone else, in that case, it's Osir. Perhaps it's a machlekes, perhaps it's not a machlekes, but akoponim, this is the two gemaras that discuss a person's confidentiality when it comes to information that he receives. There is, though, an exception to the rule, where the Paiskim say that there are certain occasions where a person is allowed to, and even mechuyiv, to tell information over to someone, even though it was told to him in confidentiality and privacy, and that is when the Isser of Loisamoid Aldam Reyecha comes into effect. If you are told information in confidentiality, but it's information that could harm someone else, either monetarily or even spiritually, even ruchniyistik, nevertheless, even though it was told to you in confidentiality, you are allowed to tell the person to prevent the hezek, and you're even mechuyev to tell him. For instance, a guy is in a fight with someone else, he comes over to you and he says, I am going to slash his tires tonight, but don't tell anyone. The halacha is leisame al dam riecha. You're mechuyev to tell the guy, you know, park your car somewhere else, because since there's an isser of leisame al dam riecha, you're mechuyev to act to prevent a hezek from coming and damaging someone else. Another case is a hezek in ruchnius. If let's say you have a couple that is separated, they're in the middle of going through a tough time, and the wife tells the Rav, you know, I haven't been keeping Nida, you know, for many years, unbeknownst to my husband, but I'm telling you this in confidentiality, even if she doesn't say though, but it's assumed that she's staying in confidentiality. Nevertheless, if it's a shaila of them returning and living back together, where the husband is going to be in potential violation of the Isser of Nida, Altzlei Samen Adam Riecha, the Rav is mechuyev to tell her husband. Because again, Altzlei Samen Adam Riecha, we do have an exception to the rule where you're allowed to break the rules of confidentiality in order to save someone from incurring a loss.